A new tally is in for Fairbanks State House District 7, the only remaining undecided legislative seat from November 4th's general election. Incumbent Republican Mike Kelly had a one-vote lead over Democrat challenger Carl Castle going into a count of absentee ballots yesterday. And as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, that hasn't changed.
The latest numbers show Mike Kelly maintaining a one-vote lead over Carl Castle, but the path to the new tally had a few twists and turns Tuesday. Division of Elections Director Gail Fanumiai says it began with the count of 49 remaining absentee ballots for District 7.
Ballots that were received after the last counting that was done in the Fairbanks Regional Office, as well as, you know, qualified overseas ballots. And Mr. Castle received 22 votes and Mr. Kelly received 19. There were 3 write-in votes and 5 blanks.
It appeared Castle had taken a two-vote lead, but given the closeness of the race, Fanumiai called on the state board charged with reviewing all ballots, knowing discrepancies in 2 District 7 precincts had been discovered. She says a few ballots that got stuck in voting machines had been accidentally tallied twice.
When ballots get jammed in the optical scan unit, there are 2 things that can happen. There's a message that displays on the LCD screen, and it can say counted ballot jammed in reader, or it would say uncounted ballot jammed in reader. And evidently, the board and or voter did not look at that message and assumed the ballot was jammed, so they pulled it back out and fed it back through the optical scan unit again.
Elimination of the double votes put Kelly back in the lead by 1, and that's where the race stands. Fanumiai says no other ballots will be counted before the election is certified next week, but that could change if a recount is requested.
Any ballots that were postmarked by Election Day but received after the cutoff, after the deadline to receive ballots, those ballots can be reviewed and counted during a recount according to state law.
Fanumiai says no such ballots have been received so far. A recount of the more than 10,000 District 7 votes is likely, but cannot be requested until after the election is certified. Both Mike Kelly and Carl Castle are traveling and were unavailable for comment today. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.